This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. You know, whether you do it up at our website, therealside.com, where there's a live chat room going on there and you can watch live and all that. You can listen live any way you want to. Or you do it on Facebook. But get involved in the conversation. Let me know what you think, where your mind's at on these issues. Some of you sent me personal messages during the last hour about what's going on with CPS and how you feel like, you know, you're guilty already. And you're right. As the male in the, you know, I love this. This, remember, it's gender neutrality. There is no such thing as male and female, except when you go to court for custody of your children. And the courts have always taken it that the, you know, the mother should have custody of the kids no matter what. Not true. The best parent should have the custody of the children. And if both parents are good and they just can't get along with each other, then they should share custody. They should have got together to begin with, but that's a story for another day. But some of you guys that feel like you have, don't do that. There are organizations, you know, some of you feel like you're out there alone. There are organizations out and about that can help you out, help you as the male in the situation, will help you. With finances, we'll help you find the right attorney. We'll even help attorneys that will do it for free or pretty darn close because they know what the court system's like. They know how it's stacked against you. But in issues like this, he's doing the right thing by recording phone calls, you know, recording visits, doing all of that. You need to do that. You need to make sure that you're covered. You need to make sure that these are your kids. Men need to stop shrugging their responsibilities or shirking their responsibilities. These are your kids. You need to take care of your kids. And many of you give up way too easy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, if they get you to the point where you like feel like you've lost, you've lost. You have lost. Think about how you would fight to save your own life, right? If somebody was trying to take your life from you, think of how you would fight. Well, your kids can't fight for themselves in most cases. They don't even know what's being done to them. So, Billy Graham's daughter was interviewed on the early show recently. Jane Clayson asked her, how could God let something like this when it comes to the shooting? I love these questions. I wish I got more of them. How can God let something like this happen? You know, the God that they don't believe in. And, you know, she lumped into that, you know, the September 11 attacks and hurricanes and earthquakes and all this. And Ann Graham just gave an extremely insightful response. She said, look, I believe God's deeply saddened by these things, just as we are. But for years, we've been telling God to get out of our schools, to get out of our government, to get out of our lives. And God doesn't, he's not a dictator. God doesn't, you know, jump down your throat. Being the gentleman he is, he calmly backs away. How can we expect God to give us his blessing and his protection if we demand that he leave us alone? Only jump in when, you know, it's like with your parents when they tell you not to drink at the club, right? Or they're not going drinking with your friends when you're in high school. You drink so much, all of a sudden you find God going, God, get me out of this and I'll never drink again. You know, the one that you don't believe in? In light of recent events, terrorist attacks, school shootings, and so on, I think it started when Madeline Murray O'Hare, she was murdered, the body was found, complained that she didn't want prayer in our schools. We said, okay. Then when someone said, you better not read the Bible in schools, the Bible says, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, love your neighbor, all these terrible things, right? We said, okay. Then remember when I get the biggest kick out of. Then Dr. Benjamin Spock said, well, we shouldn't spank our children when they misbehave because their little personalities would be warped and then we might damage their self-esteem. You know, because all my kids who were spanked, not daily, but they were spanked when it was required, right? We damaged their self-esteem. They're very sure people today. Dr. Spock's son committed suicide. That's how well of a job that he did. That's how sure he made his son feel about himself. See, our kids have no... I believe the suicide rates are high today, not because of the issues that they're dealing with when it comes to whether they're gay, or transgender or not transgender or not good. They have no foundation. They don't know their value. They don't know who they are in God. Yes, in God. They have no value for anything. When nothing matters and it's all over, if you just kill yourself, your eyes close, it's dead and quiet, and you never know, you have no more conscience, that's it, it's gone. We're not teaching them to fight through anything. Think about it. We said an expert should know what he's talking about, and we said, okay. Now we're asking ourselves, why our children have no conscience? Why they don't know right from wrong? Why it doesn't bother them to kill strangers, their classmates, themselves? Look at the looks on these kids' eyes when they're interviewed. Right? It's just amazing. If we think about it long and hard enough, we can figure it out. I think it was a great deal to do with we reap what we sow. And they turn that around. I want to finish this message on the other side of break. I know it wasn't part of the lead-in, but I think this is important. I really do. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stock, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do, too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
That's right. You gotta find me first. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. You know, it's funny. Funny thing is, so one of the things I get the most amount of comments about is the music. And no, I don't even understand the new music, let alone got to listen to it long enough to put it on the air. No, thank you. Seriously. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate a lot more than you know. The time that you spend with me. The comments that you make. I see them. I just can't respond to them all, as you can understand. And by the time I get around to actually wanting to respond to them, we're done. And I'm like a heap of blob. Well, I can't speak anymore. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, some of you call in looking where you can get one of the Grace Alley flags. There's a couple of ways to do it. One is Google Grace Alley. Okay? Because like I said to you, I don't make money off the sales. I don't believe in doing it that way. Because then I'm hawking a product and I'm worried about how much stuff we're selling. I don't do that. So you can just simply Google Grace Alley Flags. Or if you go to my website and you go to the store, there's links in the store to those flags. There's several different kinds. And I don't pretend to know everything about the flags and the flag sizes and that kind of stuff. But I will tell you this. Someone who bought the flag, who's a real stickler for, you know, getting the right thing, doing the right thing in the whole nine yards, was very impressed with the quality of the flag. And the whole flag is stitched. It's not printed. And that's what really excites me. First of all, it's made in America. And it's good quality. It truly, it dyed here. The material's made here. It's stitched here. It just, the whole thing is made by American hands. Seriously. Not some sweatshop where nobody speaks English or anything like that. I know that's going to be distasteful to some, but deal with it. Did I tell the story about the mall? I did, last night, right?
About the what?
When I went to the mall looking for directions and two people worked there, I couldn't understand them. I forgot where I was. I thought maybe somebody transported me somewhere. Anyway, this is one of the topics I love. You can tell. I just love this stuff. Because I love it when somebody very disingenuous wants to ask you a question about God because they know you believe in God, they know you love God, and you want to put it out there for God. And then when a shooting happens, goes, yeah, well, where's your God now? And I know the cliche answer is to say he's exactly where you want him, across the street, away from the schools, out of schools, not a thought till something goes wrong, till something goes sideways, right? I guarantee you, when you're on a plane full of atheists and you hit some extremely bad turbulence, you're getting thrown all over the place, guess what? There's a whole bunch of people praying. A whole bunch of atheists praying. Seriously. So, I forgot what. See, I get into this and I totally lose my mind for a minute. But this was Billy Graham's daughter, Ann Graham. His answering is, I'm not going to go through the whole thing again. You have to go pick up the first segment if you need. And she's talking about how we push God out of these schools. Right? We've pushed them away from kids. Remember what I said the first segment before I even read this? We tell kids there is no value. There's no God that loves you no matter what you do or no matter what's going on. He may hate what you do, but he never hates you. It's so different with your parents unless you're sick. I may hate some of the things that my kids do. They make me nuts sometimes with the dumb things, that's right, if they're listening, that they do. And they know better. But that doesn't mean I ever stop loving them. And loving them is not always in a hug and a kiss. Loving them is sometimes taking them to the counselor to get their brain straight. That's where we've lost it. We have a bunch of parents, yes, we have raised up parents that are raising kids that are almost worse than snowflakes. Tammy and I got beat up by other parents and school administrators because we wouldn't coddle our children. My attitude was always, look, they're better off hurting themselves, making mistakes while they're living at home than they are out in the streets where they could end up in jail or homeless or whatever. The best place to make the mistake was under our rule. Yeah, they have to listen to my mouth a little bit, but at least they didn't go to jail. And at least they didn't have to sleep out in the cold. Anyway, so she was asked point blank, where is God in all this? And she went through it line by line. She talked about, if some of you remember Dr. Benjamin Spock, he was the child doctor, the child psychologist, yet his son committed suicide. Should an expert know what they're talking about? Now, look, I'm not taking away from it happens. I'm not going to necessarily blame dad for it. But if he had all the answers to raise good, healthy children, what happened? I'd like to hear him say, what happened? We were taught by him and other lefties to raise kids without any guidelines, really. Let them express themselves. I used to have a joke saying, you know, when your kid is trying to express himself in my house, I've got an expression too. And it's going to come through. And then now, years, generations later, you know, Abraham Lincoln used to say, or had said, I guess he's been credited with saying, what's being taught in our classrooms today is what our government will be like tomorrow. And he's right. It's what society is going to accept tomorrow. Back in the 60s and 70s, when we were accepting free drugs, sex, and rock and roll, guess what? Look what you got. You know, I think it's really funny. I know, I'm off topic. I'm all over the place tonight. Sorry. But a guy that used to work for us, great guy. I won't give his name because he'll know what I'm talking about. I remember talking with him when he was younger, before he got married. And he thought that halter tops were a great thing for women. Remember? And he just thought it was wonderful and all this other stuff. And then guess what happened? He had a daughter. And we talked about that. And at least he said, you know what? I get it now. So your perception changes depending on what's happening around you. Now, I can say it's normal in a lot of ways for young guys to think like that. It's abnormal for them to act on thinking they can do whatever they want with a woman. But it's also abnormal for dads not to step up and say, look, I know this is what you think. I know this is what you're running through your head. But it's not right, son. This is what's right. This is how you treat a woman. This is how you treat another human being. And I still can't get through these two lousy paragraphs because I can't stay on topic. I'm sorry. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Come on, you know what that is. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. This is a mess. That's why the Frankenstein piece was so perfect for that. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And if I don't get through the stories I said I was going to get through, Tammy's going to shoot me. And don't be alarmed. It's with a Nerf gun, right? So, head over to the website, though, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. I start sending out. Found out that we having a minor issue with our email program, so we'll clean that up this week. Get that done again. We're talking about a response that Ann. God, I hate when I do this myself. When Ann Graham was asked by somebody on the early show where God is in all this mess, which I always find interesting because, first of all, if you're a true Christian, I would hope that you know the answer to that question. Now, if she was asking the question just to get it out there, that's one thing. But since she was really confused, maybe she needs to go ask her pastor that question. Right? And if she was being a snot about it, which most people who ask me are being, then I think Ann's answer was perfect. She went on to say, if we think long and hard enough, we can figure it out. I think it's a great deal to do with. We reap what we sow. Funny how simple it is for people to trash God and then wonder why the world's going to hell. It's true. They make fun of God. They make fun of Christians all the time. And then when things go sideways, they want to know why God didn't get engaged. Funny how we believe what the newspapers say, but we question what the Bible says. Funny how you can send jokes through email. They spread like wildfire, but when you start sending messages regarding the Lord, it goes nowhere. You know, I always tell Tammy that. My personal Facebook page, I know some of you keep asking me to be friends. You know, I'm really careful because it's really for family, you know, close friends. I want to keep it that way. I don't want you posting political stuff. Some of you try to post political stuff to my personal page. Do it on the radio page. But I can post something about God. I can post something in a spiritual way, if you would. And we get buckets. They won't share it. They won't. I put something up about Crazy Cat with a watermelon on his head. It gets like 52 shares and all kinds of comments. And you go, really? Come on. I thought some of you guys were better than that. So, anyway, and they do, they spread like wildfire, right? Now, funny how you can be crude and vulgar and all kinds of things. You can put up these obscene articles and pictures. They pass freely through cyberspace, she says. You know, people get them. They might wince, but they'll look at them. But public discussion of God is unacceptable in school or the workplace. Right? I mean, think about it. And you won't, and God forbid, you as a God-fearing person have a friend that doesn't have the same belief system as you. You'll never talk to him about God. I have friends of mine that won't do it. They're uncomfortable. They'll talk about movies, and they'll talk about some sexy women. I mean, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? It's like they can talk about anything else but God. And then they'll sit and complain that our country is going to hell in a handbasket. That our country doesn't care or love or understand God. Well, who's going to tell them? If you're not telling them, who's going to tell them? And there's only one place to find joy. There's only one place to find truth. And y'all know, God, Christy was here too long. That Texas term. And you all know, if you listen to this show, as what I always tell you, it's only through Christ that you find the real joy. Yeah, I was joking with somebody today. I said, you know, I can prove happiness is temporary. Because if I have a hot fudge sundae before every show, I'm a very happy man. But at the end of the week, when I can't button my pants anymore, I'm not a very happy man. I'm not in my happy place any longer. So that proves it's temporary. You know, I don't know if you guys heard it. You were in a coma or something. I'll give you some slack. But the Maryland school resource officer saved the lives of so many kids the other day. And here in L.A., in Los Angeles County, the supervisors actually thought about, and I think it's going to come back around again, pulling armed resource officers from high schools. They don't want to allow it because it makes some kids feel bad. Well, you're going to feel a lot worse when you've been shot and can't walk anymore. You're going to feel a lot worse, or your parents will, if you're dead. Right? Deputy Blaine Gaskill, working at a school resource officer at Great Mills High School in Maryland, is credited with stopping an active shooter on school campus. The school resource officer engaged with an active shooter at the high school has been quickly recognized for his exemplary judgment. Notice that he didn't sit by his car and wait for a perimeter to be set up. He acted. He moved. And he'd been given some real, well, he had been given what they call SWAT training. And the minute he heard about the gunshots, he went away from the fire? No, sorry. He went towards the fire. Now, he pursued the shooter. He engaged the shooter. He fired around at the shooter. And Sheriff Tim Cameron said the deputy did everything he was supposed to do during an active shooter situation. Get the shooter to duck. Get the shooter to back down. Get the shooter to back up. Within a minute of the shot being fired, Gaskill was around the corner after this guy. Think about that. He could have radioed and said, I'd love to go, but I can't hear where it's coming from. I'll need backup. And though any loss of life is terrible and not acceptable, think about how worse it could have been if that resource officer wasn't there. And don't give me that garbage, because you guys always send me emails after it, and some of you do. Well, if there were no gun available, we wouldn't have this issue. There will never, ever, 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 there will never be no guns available. Go back and look at what the issues the Brits have had since others have guns and they don't. Go look at the officers that are ducking and hiding behind cars because the officers, police officers, people that are supposed to protect you and keep the peace are ducking and hiding behind cars. Why? Because there's no guns allowed, and apparently the bad guys never got the memo. Think about it. It's just infuriating. It's infuriating for those of you, you know, you want to talk about people who need really psychiatric care? Those of you who think you can wipe out every gun, or by banning guns, you're not going to have any more shootings, you are very, very, you're mistaken. I'm trying to be nice. A good guy with a gun saved the lives, probably of many, many young people. Keskel's interaction, though, on Monday with the gunman wasn't the first. It's not the first time he'd look at a gun. Now, July 2016, Gaskell was responding to a complaint at a Great Mills home when a man identified as Pika Robert pointed a gun at him. He was standing on the porch pointing a gun at me, Gaskell wrote in a probate cause statement. He said, I ordered the defendant to drop the gun, at which point his wife walked between us. The defendant refused to comply with the demands until his wife convinced him to drop the gun. Think about that. He almost, you know, and they tell me that most of the, or when I've talked to sheriffs, they tell me a lot of these shootings happen during domestic quarrels. A lot of injuries happen during a domestic quarrel. And the deputy's only been there for 6 years. Right? I mean, think about it. He was 4 years, so he's been 10 years total in law enforcement, four of those years as a correctional officer. But yet, didn't hesitate 10 seconds when he heard what was going on to get over there and help. God bless the guy. That, you know, yeah, you heard me. God bless the guy. Anyway, you know, you're hearing more and more and more and more and more. The commercial breaks up. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back. We'll talk about some of the bombings going on in Texas today and a few other things. More going on in the world. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
But I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. I love waving the flag. I think it's wonderful. And you know what's nice, even nicer about it? I don't have to do it. I do it because I want to. And I don't go to jail for not doing it. I don't get shot or anything like that. You know, like in North Korea, what was it? When the grand leader died at one point, you know, people were being beat up because they weren't crying loud enough or something. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the process. That's the big part of it, just being part of the process. You know, these bombs going off in Texas, terrible. And I'm not going to read anything into this because you and I don't know if it's the same person. You and I don't know if it's a certain group of people. I'm hearing some of them were bombs. Some of them are incendiary devices, right? They don't know if there's a connection between them. Some say there is, some say there aren't. So when you look at this as a whole, you look at what's going down and what's happening. What's really sad is what we just talked about. Right? Somebody's going to ask, where is God in all this? In such a hateful, nasty world. Look where people are at. Look how cold they are. Look at killing people in cold blood. Where is God in all this? Well, he's exactly where you want him, out of the picture. For some of you, he doesn't even exist. Right? I mean, come on. It's just me and you, right? Let's be honest about this. There are some of you out there that go to church on Sunday, consider yourselves, and I don't know, I'm just saying this because I don't know you. Consider yourselves good Christians, good loving people. But what are you doing for the kingdom? What are you doing to show the love of God to other people? I'm just asking. I'm not, you know, are you willing to go to the local school board, water board, city council? Are you willing to fight for the right, for your right to pray, for your right to worship, for your right to be a believer in God, to be a Christian? No more pushing God out. We can't allow it. You really can't let it happen. I mean, how many of you, see, I had a good relationship, have a good relationship with my mother and father. And if I was going to a special event, if I was going to something and they said, hey, you know what, you're okay, your mother not so much. After the guy woke up when I pounded on him, was finished pounding on him, I wouldn't go. Why would I go someplace where they weren't honoring my father? Why would I go to an event or somewhere where my thought process, my thinking, the person that I loved and cared about was not welcome? Tuesday night, after coming into contact with a package containing an incendiary device at a Goodwill store in Austin, Texas, police and the FBI have decided or believe that it's not linked to any of the other package bombings that are going on, which is, I don't, you know, they're the experts. But we know that the FBI's gotten things wrong in the past. But anyway, they're the experts. And they might be right. I don't know. But you got to be careful. There is no love or understanding of life. This is just not, I mean, the sick, and this is not, I don't think this is a Unabomber guy. I really don't. There's no rhyme or reason. There's no notes. There's nothing here. This is probably some person, some animal, who says, watch the havoc I can create. The victim at Goodwill, who's being treated for non-life-threatening injuries, was a man in his 30s. He was looking in a donation bin at the time of the incident. Now, they were talking about suspicious packages and things that were found around there when this thing went off. So you need to do the same thing, because my understanding is, you know, for my Texas listeners, this stuff is being dropped off at night, a package being dropped off on your porch. Think about something. I thought about this when I started hearing about how this was happening. When you go to bed at night, or you've been in and out of the house in the late afternoon, and there's no package there, and then you wake up in the morning and you go outside and there's a package there, don't pick it up. Especially if you're not expecting one. How many of you actually get packages when you're not expecting one? It's far and few between, isn't it? So let's think. Let's engage the brain and make sure that we're being careful and being safe. In my case, my wife's case, we could have our granddaughter with us. We could be holding on our granddaughter when we bend down to pick this thing up. That would not be good, would it? So, anyway, not just Texas and other places, but right now the focus is on Texas. This person has gone nuts on Texans, and you just need to be careful. You really just need to be careful. All right, at Stoneham High School, you know, where they had the 17 kids killed, there were two kids picked up, students picked up, Jordan Salter, 18, and Gavin Strickler, 17. They've been arrested on weapons charges. Not guns, though. Knives. So, again, I say, we don't want metal detectors. We don't want the place to look like an institution. How do you stop this stuff? They could have done some real damage if they wanted to. Right? And these two particular students, they were arrested for knives because they made threats. Well, another student made online threats. And so they've still got stuff going on that, at that school. Why is insecurity doubled and tripled up over there? I don't know if kids are feeling unsafe. I don't know what the deal is. And ready for this one? This will really make your eyeball pop. That insult to injury, they found the sheriff sleeping in his car. Or deputy sheriff, excuse me. Now, Broward County Sheriff's Department Moises Karate was spotted sleeping in his car while he was supposed to be patrolling the perimeter of the school. And it's the 1200 building, where the location of the mass shooting took place. Salter reportedly poured a bowl of cereal on the head of a boy who asked her, one of the incidents that went down to school. Reportedly poured a bowl of cereal on the head of a boy who asked her a sexually offensive question and then pulled a 2-inch black knife from her bra. Why don't we teach them to do what they did in the old days? The girls would have one well-placed kick, and that would be the end of the conversation. I guarantee it. Right? I mean, am I wrong on this one? Yeah, just slap him in the head afterward. Stricker was reported to law enforcement after he allegedly flashed a knife on the school bus Monday. He reportedly pulled a 9-inch knife. Now, what do you think about that? It's twice the size of your palm, almost. Right? A third Stoneman Douglas student identified only as a sophomore allegedly posted photos of himself with a gun. He had it snapped in his pants waistband. He did it on Snapchat. What a brilliant person that one was. You know, we've got to, and you can't do anything to them if they're not threatening. I've been through this. I've talked to detectives about this. I forwarded a picture of a young man near me who had booze and guns thrown on a bed and said, getting ready to party. Now, what does that mean? Somebody should have at least paid a visit to him quickly to see what he had in mind. What did he mean by party? If we don't start taking these threats seriously, if we don't start doing, I know some of you are having a heart attack already going, well, he's got a Second Amendment right to post a picture. He didn't threaten anybody. He didn't this. He didn't that. Or First Amendment right to post a picture. Second Amendment right to have the booze and the guns on the bed. So I'd like some of you to tell me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. How far can we go to protect our kids? Right? I mean, seriously, how far can we go? Just ask it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back, Tori Spelling, I guess, is having her share of money problems. But I want you to think about who she is and who her parents were. And she talks about having no clue of the real world. Isn't that sad? We're also going to talk about a Christian school that dropped the Christian Knight mascot to keep peace with, well, you guess. And another student was threatened with rape for supporting traditional marriage. Isn't that cool? I mean, I'm glad these people, I'm glad these people, what is it, what is that, am I saying love trumps hate? Apparently they don't know what that means. They have no clues to what love is. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, a lot more coming up. We'll be back.